Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of The Conversation. I'm Kyle, and this is 2020. Wow. It's the first conversation in a while. First one of the new year. I took time off to take care of my wife, and I'm like, yeah, look how long I've gotten. I've gone real far. And then I went twice because they said they believe I have bronchitis because I'm still coughing some. But, like, I was coughing, like, I was on steroids, antibiotics, and inhaler and everything. One Monday, I thought I might try to come in, and it was, like, 4 o'clock in the morning. I literally walked from the bedroom to the kitchen and collapsed because I was coughing so much. So, I made it to the recliner, and that's where I stayed. And I'm like, I ain't going in today. And they weren't even when I came back Thursday, they weren't even expecting me. But there's only going to be 2 people working, so I had no choice.
We were very sick.
And it was one of those things where, okay, normally you have 3 people in the back and a cashier. Up front, you would have had 1 person in the back, 1 cashiering. You couldn't have done it. I'm like, I got to be there on Thursday. Yeah, we have more gifts. We have more gifts under the tree
now
than we did because me and my wife, it's not about us. It's about the kids. Yeah, my stylist. But, yeah, we don't have any gifts under the tree. So, she got, like, these inflatable, like, unicorn things. I'm like, yes, I want one. But they're for, like, 2-year-olds. So it's just kind of a joke.
Okay,
but,
so any of my family watching, you know what, about one of the kids?
Well, you didn't have to say that. It could have been, I was just out there saying, hey.
It's not like I
care. I do.
But anyway, yeah.
Sorry, Molly, we're going to take it back.
We haven't gotten to Michigan at all to do Christmas. So.
Yeah, well, it was, and when I was at Mom and Dad, all I did was cough my lungs out, so it wasn't even enjoyable.
They were sick. I mean, they're still.
Yeah,
sick,
this is bad. This flu is horrible. But thank you for tuning in. We got a wonderful conversation. Now that we're back, we got a wonderful conversation for you. And remember Psalms 98, 1 through 2 from the New Living Translation. Sing a new song to the Lord, for he has done wonderful deeds. His right hand has won a mighty victory. His holy arm has shown his saving power. The Lord has announced his victory and has revealed his righteousness to everyone. I want to show you. Probably can't see because this is my new shirt my wife got me. I stand for the flag and I kneel for the cross. You know, when the NFL players take a knee during the national anthem, or you stop the national anthem. Now that we're on our knees, dear Lord, let's pray. What they need to do. Yeah, it's mine. I love this shirt. It's awesome. And it's actually not that cool in the house. I can actually wear it. But yeah, it's been a trying time, you know, being so sick. Hold on, folks. There we go. It was a really, really trying time, but I'm back, and it was good, you know, because normally I just take, like, a little hiatus the week of Christmas, and the Friday we're supposed to go to Michigan, all this stuff, and a lot's been happening in this wonderful world, you know, because I never thought I'd see the day that a president helps citizens at a U.S. embassy, and he's ridiculed for it. How he's the reason, you know. if Trump's policies wouldn't have been enacted, that wouldn't have happened. Oh, so then explain Benghazi. If this policy caused this at the Baghdad embassy, then did Obama's policies cause Benghazi? But it doesn't matter, because do your homework. 13 hours later, Americans were still crying for help in Benghazi. 13 minutes after the attack started, troops were on their way. Troops. Oh, but, you know, how dare we help American citizens? That Trump, that evil bigot. You know how many billions of tax dollars he spent wasting saving American lives? How dare he, if his policies... Well, then what about Obama? Because look at Benghazi. That had to have been his policies. And, you know, call a spade if it's Trump's policies that caused this, and Obama's policies caused Benghazi.
Yeah, a question. What do you think Hillary would have done?
Nothing. She wouldn't have done anything. She would have helped them. She would have helped those people get to the embassy. She would have helped them attack us.
Someone said she would have went to Kerry and asked him how much money should we send them.
Oh, that's she would have been helping them.
Yeah.
She'd have been helping them terrorists. Like, okay. Those Iran militants, she would be helping them. I'm just saying. You know, call a spade, you know. That's all I'm saying, because, you know, Trump is the problem. You know, Trump's policies, Trump says Trump, what? Nah. Okay, so. Well, don't worry, folks, because in 1977, they said, the next ice age is coming to be a time magazine. Now it's all, the world's coming to an end. We don't have an agenda. I mean, okay, President Trump wants you to protect yourself, wants you to own a gun. How does a law-abiding citizen like myself, who has a concealed and carry permit and carries 9mm with him, what are you afraid of from me? I read a story, and they were doing, because I did one time, jokingly, kind of, I looked up to see, like, took the population of the United States, divided it by 4, and tried to figure out how long it would take Santa to visit every house in the U.S., you know? And they did one with guns, and they said, like, there's enough to put, like, 10 bullets in every American. There's that many rounds of ammunition. So if guns were really the problem, you'd know. But, of course, Biden's coming out saying, you know, that, you know, we need to come together. I used to like Danny DeVito, but now he's like, yeah, take any scrap change you got and give it to help Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. You know, Biden's coming out like wanting to give. This is what scares me. Well, we got 11 million undocumented people here. Okay. My nieces and nephews in Michigan, they can't go to school until they got vaccinations. It's a request to go into school. But to come up here, you don't have to have them? That's just, like, I was asking someone, and I ask legitimate questions. Border wall or not, these people coming across the border, how do you know what vaccinations they've had? How do you know stuff that we've eradicated? How do we know what vaccinations they've had? To go to a school, you have to have certain vaccinations to be in a school. But coming across the border, oh, when we're ripping the kids, where kids are being ripped from their parents. So illegal kids coming here illegally with parents, and they're being separated. Well, okay. Don't do methamphetamine in the car with your kids and get busted by the cops. If you do that, you're going to get separated. You're going to call Child Protective Services. You're going to do it. I want to admit right now I have a gambling addiction. You know, I can't win. If I won $50, I'd want to keep playing, because, you know, so I don't do it. I don't go to casinos. If I went with like 10 people and I took $20 in and we played, and when I'm done, I'm done. I won't do it because I can't. I just want to keep playing and playing and playing. You know, you got to know your limits. And if you're doing meth in a car with your kids, you're going to get separated. Child Protective Services is going to come in. You come across this border illegally, don't come here illegally and have your kids taken and separated and bitch. Don't break the law and then get complained when you get in trouble. I'm just saying, you know, they can't give Trump credit for nothing. Everybody wanted a wall. And now the Trump wants one. It's racist. There's a guy that was arguing, man, the wall's racist, the wall's racist. And the guy interviewed him and goes, well, so the Great Wall of China's racist. The wall on the southern border of Mexico is racist. They don't know anything. They can't, you know, Trump is a racist who's going to get you. The Trump supporters will drink the Kool-Aid. Really. We're going to drink the Kool-Aid when we're supporting a president that wants us to protect ourselves, wants us to own guns, wants us to, you know, what is it, that shooter in Texas? You know, imagine if he didn't have a gun. Imagine if that guy, if no one had a gun in that church, and that guy was able to just massively shoot, because that guy shooting the gun, that church shooter, wasn't abiding by the law. You know, like I got into it with someone, I told him that all these school shootings are fake. And this guy went ballistic on me. I'm like, well, and they have to be fake because that's a gun. Well, there's two things. If you're telling me that these school shootings are real, then your gun legislation is thrown out the window because every single school is a gun-free zone. So how in the heck can a gun get in a gun-free zone? That's why it has to be fake. So if you're saying that it's not fake, then you're admitting that a gun law doesn't work. But, oh, don't worry. As president, I guarantee you, I will confiscate your guns. Go ahead. There are so many police agencies that said, well, we want our citizens to be armed and protect themselves. It's illegal. It's highly, I don't know if it is now, but at one time, you couldn't have a gun in Chicago to save your life. I'm not going in nowhere near South Chicago unless I'm packing. Sorry. I won't go there. There's parts of Detroit I won't go to unless I'm in a tank. But that's the world we live in. I mean, and like there is now coming out that, like, I want to see some stuff happen. Hunter Biden is being accused of multi-million-dollar counterfeiting scheme linked to Burisma. I want to see these people held accountable. I'm tired of this fake and like everyone's like, well, everyone thought that Trump was impeached and he's getting thrown. Trump hasn't been impeached. The Democrats voted on impeachment and they got enough votes to take it to the Senate. The Senate has to do a trial. And 90% of the Republicans know it's bullcrap that they have nothing. I hope they have a Senate trial, okay? Well, as Republicans, okay, we're going to subpoena Adam Schiff, Casper, the friendly ghost, that fake whistleblower that doesn't even exist. Yep, we're going to. And, okay, Joe Biden, we're going to subpoena you. Why not? Because the longer we let this trial go on, the less you can campaign. Okay, and just take every, what we want to subpoena every Democrat, every single damn one of them. If you voted, and they won't and we're going to have this, we're going to have this thing go on for like 7 months, 8 months that they can't campaign. I mean, not that they have, not that any Democrat has any plan anyways. They don't care. You know, most black people are too stupid to realize that they're on the plantation instead of, yeah, you're still a slave owner. You're just owned by the Democratic Party. Because you call out any black person that doesn't stand as a Democrat, like, really, dog? Really? Trump? Really? McCain? Really, dog? McCain? Oh, come on. Well, what is the black community? How has it been helped by the Democrats? Oh, wait. It hasn't. See, the government is just like the gun control. Well, this is just 1/65/1,000th of a percent. That's all we're going to tax you. Just that little bit. And then, well, that's not enough to do what we need to do and repair roads and do this. So we're going to just go to 1%. And then when 1% is enough, let's go 3%, 5%, 10%, 80% until 100% of your paycheck is taxed. And you don't get a paycheck. Kind of sounds like the gun control. They just want just a tiny little bit of legislation for guns. So that when one issue happens, that one shooting with a gun that killed that one person, that's because the laws weren't strict enough. So we need to make them stronger and stronger and stronger until they. And what's happened in the past with some of this gun legislation is say, okay, we're going to do this, but you have to prove in 10 years that it made a difference. And when they can't, they reverse the law. You know? But I want to see people like Hunter Biden held accountable. If that was a Republican, they'd be in an orange jumpsuit.
You know, I used to have faith in the government not to run my life, but at least to know. When someone does something wrong, they might be held accountable. If a politician did something wrong.
Yeah.
I don't anymore. You want to restore my faith in the government, turn me into a socialist? You put Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, Obama, put them in jail for starters. Not to mention Comey and those people. Then you can talk to me about socialism.
Well, you're nice putting it in. So I wouldn't even see jail. I would want them executed. That's just me. But that's me. I mean, but then, oh, there's the dictator. What? Because he's getting rid of. Oh, so let me see. Where's your $1.8 billion scheme? I want to see you do what Hunter Biden did and get away with it, Democrat. You average American citizen. Well, the Republicans are for the rich. Okay, well, Nancy Pelosi's not rich. I'll take their $100 million net worth. I'll take Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton's $80 to $100 million net worth. Hillary Clinton brags about, oh, the evil, greedy, rich people, and she's there in a $12,000. I could go to a Mexican store, get a blanket, and cut a hole in the top and put it over me, and it would look nicer than what she had, and I'd pay $10 for it. And hers was $12,000. People with their own private Learjets and everything. Well, the greedy, evil people. Okay, well then, what does that say about you? You're greedy. You're evil. Okay, let me see here. No, sorry, but sorry, not sorry. Greedy. Lord, help me, the greedy, evil Democrats. You know, these. Yeah, they are greedy, evil. You know, they want to talk about net worth and all this crap when you have Republicans. See, that's what most people don't realize. There's a D and an R. Don't mean anything. There are so many Democrats that are socialists and so many Republicans that are just socialists. It's sad when I try to. Like I told a buddy of mine, I said, well, okay, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, John McCain, Mitt Romney. There was no difference between the four of them. No, two were conservatives. Okay. If you really believe that John McCain and Mitt Romney are Republicans, two constitutional conservatives, I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. I'll give you a deal. My parents bought bricks of the London Bridge. They own like 30% of the London Bridge. I'll sell it to you. I'll give you a deal on it. There was like $100 a brick, and I'll sell it for $50 a brick. If you're that stupid, I guess I'm lucky in my eyes because I've never seen, I don't know how, even when I was 12 years old, how the trust of the government was not zero. I always thought the government was a lion sack of doo-doo. I'll say the nice word. I've never trusted my government. Never have, never will. Every time I turned around, all I saw was, we're going to have the cost of wage increase for senators that have hundreds of millions of dollars in net worth. And guess what? 24 states, I think, are going to have a wage increase. And so many people are like, I hope mine goes up. I hope my wage goes up. Why? Why do you want to keep making more and more? You know what? I want to have a $5 an hour job, but I want to be able to provide for my family with $5. I want to be able to have a house. I want to be able to have a car. I want to be able to do stuff. Most of these wage increases, you could go to $12 an hour in Indiana, which would be a big jump from what the minimum wage is now. And let me tell you, the cost of living, to have a two-bedroom apartment, the cost of living wage is $16 to $17 an hour minimum. How in the heck is getting a wage increase to $12, which is like $4 or $5 more than it is now? Close to $5 more than it is now? You couldn't live on $12 an hour. Two people making $12 an hour couldn't afford an average two-bedroom apartment in Indiana. But people, this is bull crap, we're not going to get wage increase. Trust me. Trust me on this one, folks. They couldn't afford to give raises, but guess what they did when the minimum wage went up where I work? Yeah, we got to pay people because that's the way this cookie crumbles, folks. The reason why it costs money to put air in your tires is called inflation. No one talks about, well, what about making the dollar more valuable so that your wage that you make is a decent wage? Quit complaining about how much you're making and get it to where what you're making is valuable. Yeah, there's a thing called hyperinflation that happened in Venezuela and that happened in Germany where, okay.
Real quick.
This is what I mean by hyperinflation, folks. This is Bisquick. It's the gluten-free Bisquick. This is like $4. In the morning, it's $4. By 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it's $50. By the morning, it's $200. By the afternoon, the next day, it's up to $500. By 5 o'clock, it is $1,000 for this because of hyperinflation. That's what's going on. No one wants to make more money. No one wants to try to make the dollar stronger so it buys more, so it's worth more. kind of like the baseball cards. Or like the coins. Well, if you would have kept a bunch of these, like if you would have taken like a 59 penny and left it in, or, you know, what if you would have taken a 10 rolls of pennies from like the 40s and uncirculated and left them in this and that, or what if you would have gotten a bunch of when they went to the steel penny, there were some that were made in copper. They're very, very valuable because there's hardly any. Just like when they did the, when they went back to the, from the steel penny to the copper penny, there were some that were minted in steel. Those are valuable because there's hardly any. The dollar, the more you keep making money, the worthless it is. Well, how dare, well, there goes my cost of wage going up. I was hoping to get that $2 an hour raise when I need about 20 more dollars just to have a living wage. That's the problem. That's the problem. Everyone wants more money, but no one thinks about, well, how can I make the money I have be more valuable, be stronger? I mean, the Federal Reserve is a scam, folks. Americans would never want a national bank, so let's call it the Federal Reserve. Let's change the name until we get something that, hey, guess what? Let's make it exciting. Make it something fun. Let's make it something that they'll... How do we take something that no one would want? How can we shove it down their throats? How can we spin it in a way to make it exciting? Wasn't it, I think, one of the Democrats said, no, it was on The View, I think it was. One of the people on The View said, don't tell people you're going to take away their guns. Lie to them until you get in, and then confiscate the guns. Try to confiscate our guns. You want a revolutionary war in this country. You want America. You want this country to go back to its conservative roots. Try to eliminate the Second Amendment. See how quickly Americans don't storm D.C. I don't know one person that owns guns that would hand it over. And I mean guns, not someone that just has, what kind of gun is this for? First, I don't really believe in guns, but, you know, I just thought maybe. No, someone that's like, okay, yeah. But that's how this world works. You know, that's this, you know, you want to, and everyone calls, well, we're close to a civil war. No, not civil war. This is, if a war would come to this country, it would be revolutionary because it would be us trying to take back our country from the government. Civil war would mean, okay, it'd be one group versus another group. Where here, we're trying to take back our country from an ever-controlling government. That's why we have the Second Amendment rights. But you Democrats just keep going on living your life thinking that everything's going to be, it's okay. It's okay. The Democrats are going to take care of me. Okay. Oh. I've never trusted my government and never will. I mean, that's one thing about Trump that I'm disappointed in. Why aren't they going after, why isn't Hillary Clinton, why aren't they going after her? Why aren't they going after Barack Obama? Why aren't they going after Biden and Hunter Biden? Until they're at minimum in prison for life until they die at minimum, and they should be executed. But I mean, when you know the facts that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama allowed four people to die in Benghazi, it's not debatable. That's a fact. How can you call them pro-America? How can you say that they support America when they let people die? I guarantee you, in this Baghdad embassy, Hillary Clinton would have made sure they died. She would have done whatever it took to ensure that they were killed. I guarantee it. I'd put a $1 million bet on it. If it was her, they would have all been killed. And she would have probably like, okay, this is how you get into, here's the blueprints to the embassy. And she would have watched it on TV. It's like in Benghazi. She allowed four people to die in Benghazi and didn't lift a damn finger. What would make you think any different if this was her? And of course, the media would, well, to get troops there. Well, Trump got troops there. 13 minutes after the fact, troops were on their way. And let me tell you, after tear gas and stuff, that's my president. I thank you, President Trump, for what you've done. But this is how bad it is. Because Stacey Abrams fails to reinstate 100,000 registered voters on voter rolls. Pardon me. They were given letters. They were given all kinds of stuff. Well, we need to reinstate them. Well, and she went to court and everything and lost. They are inactive voter registrations. They had the opportunity to do what they were going to do, and it didn't happen. Yeah, it was case number 1-18CV05391SCJ. They were given letters. They had the ability to come forward and do all this stuff to stay in the voter rolls, and they didn't do it. And she's trying to, you know, because these poor, I guarantee you they're all African Americans. You know, what they have, you expect them to be able, for them to get an ID in 4 years? Come on. They need more than 4 years to register to vote and to keep their things active. Yeah, that just tells you something right there. Yeah, if they can't do what they need to do to stay an active voter, then they shouldn't even be allowed to vote. Let me see here. Where am I at, folks? I got 26 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yes, sir. It's great to be back. It is, you know. But, you know, that's this world we live in, you know. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer. And what makes you, unlike these 11 million undocumented people, what makes you think when a lot of these people, because Joe Biden wants to give them all driver's license and citizenship and all this crap, what makes you think for one second that they would be a Democrat? They're hearing out of your mouth the same crap being spewed that they heard in Venezuela or in all the... I mean, if a Mexican person comes here, they've never seen a dang thing. What has the Mexican government done for its people? Not a damn thing. So you think that magically that they're going to support another government when they couldn't support their own? If they don't trust, what makes you think they're going to trust a government when their own government sucked? I mean, this is great news. This is a great story. The Guardian Angels to patrol Jewish neighborhoods in New York after anti-Semitic attacks. Thank you, Guardian Angels, for stepping up. Because God knows the police there aren't doing anything. Lord knows that the government of New York don't care. They're not doing anything. They just do just enough to try to get the media and crap off their back. All they do to get the media to shut up. It's sad. But, I mean, it's good to see that Americans are stepping up to protect other Americans. You know? But don't worry, it's all good because Michael Bloomberg says he's going to turn the White House East Room into an open office space. Bloomberg, you got to get into the double digits in the popularity polls before you can even consider the White House, and that's never going to happen, so don't worry, buddy. Just go in your hole and crawl and live there until you die. You're not going to be president. You're not going to do anything. We're going to have this impeachment scam. It's going to get Trump in for 4 more years. Well, Trump is impeached. I love educating people. No, they voted to impeach him. It has to go to the Senate for a trial, which ain't going to go anywhere because Democrats don't have the Senate. And of course, any Republican must do his duty and impeach Trump. On what grounds? What grounds? But I mean, this is what sums up our government as a whole. Julian Castro spent $7 million on a failed presidential campaign. I wish I had $7 million to just blow on him. Okay. Folks, I wanted to announce my, I'm running for president of the United States. So, I do have a PayPal link if you want to donate. All the donations tonight are going to go to my campaign fund. You know, there is no refund. So if we suck or don't win or whatever, you know, all the money you donate to me is going to go to my conversation. No, it's just going to go to me so I can have vacations and just spend money on. Heck, what the heck? I can't wait. This is going to be so awesome. I can't wait. $7 million on a blown campaign. He lost the election, but I'd be like going to the camp. I want my money back. So let me get this straight. So you got $7 million so you could drive around in some pre-bossed RV living the good life, and you lost. That's what's wrong with this world. And he was one that was releasing names of Trump donors, and they were receiving death threats. Not many people remember that one. Impeachment, imprisonment. Former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich slams Democrats on impeachment. This is interesting. Former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich slams Democrats would impeach Abraham Lincoln under their new low standards. They don't have anything. supposedly something that happened this past summer. Well, it's been 2.5 years in the making, folks. They were trying to, they were working out how could they impeach Trump before he even got elected. So how can you believe this impeachment bullcrap when they were trying to figure out how can they impeach him? And what they found, what the answer was, very simple. We'll make up some bullcrap about Russia collusion. We'll do whatever we have to get subpoenas so we can investigate Trump for nothing. The whole point of the impeachment thing, the whole point of the Russian collusion was just to get something so that they could just, well, they knew they didn't have anything. They were hoping they could dig something up that they could, oh, look at what we did find. Ha ha. There was no collusion, but we found this. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah,
all this.
That's why they spent 2 years on the Russian collusion. Then they did the Mueller report. Pelosi herself said we've been working on this for two and a half years.
And what they're impeaching him on is something that happened like 6 months ago, but it's been like 2.5 years.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that phone call.
Oh, there's nothing. I had to use the bathroom when I heard that Julia Castro dropped out. I was devastated, man. I threw up like 3 times and everything. I'm like, well, there's someone's hard-earned $7 million in the toilet. That's why I want to run for president. And all I do have a PayPal link. It's going to get changed from Kyle's conversation to a presidential campaign fund.
You know what? It's weird that you said that. This is the God's honest truth. I had a dream.
That all men are created
that,
equal?
No, listen, I had a dream that I ran for local office or state office. I'm thinking it was like a local congressman or something like that, you know? Something in Michigan pissed me royally off. Sandra was trying to calm me down, but I was walking to someone's office.
Mm-hmm.
As a newly elected official, and it could have been in Michigan, where we live, but I was, as an elected official, walking into someone's other political office, oh, I was hot. And she was calming me down, but helping me at the same time. It was a weird dream, and it kind of makes me wonder, because, I mean, there was more to it. I'm not going to go into it, and I know why I was mad, and it's not like I was fighting mad where I was going to go beat him up or anything. I was going to go do it politically. You know what I mean? Through the right channel and stuff. Makes me wonder if I should run for office of something.
See, the media wouldn't know how to handle me. Cause I'd be,
I know.
Because I'd have like a press conference.
I don't know what they would think to handle me, but.
No, but I'd be honest. I'd have a press conference. Okay, I just want to let you know, okay, this is, I think, 89 or 90, that prostitute. Yeah, she gave me my money back because I was no good. I didn't have a condom anyway, so we didn't do anything. I'm just telling you, I did that. Okay, I've done coke before, so yeah, I just want to, if you're hearing it from me, I'm going to tell you straight up. You want an honest candidate? I'm going to be honest. Okay, I've puked before from drinking too much. And I guarantee you.
What office, seriously, if it's not the presidency, what office would you want to run for?
Well, eventually president, yeah.
Where do you want to start?
Mayor, then go to governor, and then go to.
What would you think if I was to run for office or something?
That'd be cool. See, but I would run as a Democrat, but be a conservative and be like, okay, I'm a Democrat candidate, and I want to bring back segregation. I hate black, you know, I mean, as a joke. That's all jokes, folks. That's what we used to do before people got their panties in a wad because everyone's politically whatever, you know. That's called a joke.
People don't know what that is anymore.
People don't know what a joke is anymore. I mean, you know, like I said earlier in the program, you have to have vaccinations to go to school, but you don't. But they want to have all these unvaccinated kids coming in through the ranks of the lawless border. What was I? I was gonna. What did I do? Let me see here. What was this? Okay. Well, they're now the big. There's big studies coming out that if you only buy a vape pen from a reputable, tested, tried and true company, because I've known people that have bought like vape oil off of people, and they're 99% sure that it was like they're just it's like tobacco, like an e-juice. If you use cannabis medically or whatever, and you're gonna get an oil, get it from a reputable, tested. Okay, this is a reputable company that makes a reputable product. They have it tested independently. You know what you're getting. Because it's not vaping that's a problem. It's all these additives that are causing the problem. And it's interesting because, like, well, I've heard, like, in color in Illinois, where cannabis is legal and they had long, long lines to get it. I've heard that I heard in Colorado the same thing, that at the beginning taxes were so ridiculous behind it that now in Colorado you can get like an ounce for like $100. Back in the day it was so, so expensive. So, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, because like the Centers for Disease Control is doing a report on how many Americans admit to driving stoned. Now, I guess to me stoned is lingo for it's degrading talk. Okay, because give me a strain of cannabis that helps me. If it helps me and does it in the right way, I'm going to benefit from it. How many people take Lyrica and other medications before finding out how it affects them? Probably a dang bunch of them. That's the problem. That's what people don't realize. We got to get past this, oh, you're a pot smoker, man. You're stoner, man. Oh, did you forget to do something? You know, like, no, I actually am pain-free. I'm able to function and work and do and go. You know, how many people are driving stone? If you're using to where you're not able to think properly, or it's, you know, whatever it is, if it's cannabis or it's a medicine, that's why my doctor always tell you, yeah, I would wait till you have a day off to take this and just see, because you can get dizzy, you can just till your body gets adjusted to it. Usually, once you start taking it on a regular basis, your body fully adjusts, but in the beginning, because if you get it too fast or sit down or whatever, you can go through a dismal spin and you can have some issues. So we want to make sure that, you know, we don't want you behind the wheel with this medication if you have an issue. But like anything, no one has a problem with a dude downing a whole bottle of vodka. But take a hit of it. How dare he? You know, it's this negative stereotype that I try to vent, because there are people that go into the car that don't care, that just light up and are lazy and don't give a crap. Just like all cops are not bad. You know, because some stupid idiot smokes weed and then just doesn't do anything, doesn't care, doesn't mean everyone's like that. Some people, okay, yeah, okay, no, that helps my muscles. Let's go. I'm ready to go. You know, let's do this. So it's gonna be interesting to see, because I guess the taxes were so high in for this that we don't. It's gonna be interesting to see moving forward, because I guess Colorado now, like, their taxes are such that it's not, like, ridiculous. And they're going to have to do something because, I mean, if you know the right people that can legally grow it and you can buy it from them, it's way cheaper. In Canada, the black market is huge because buy it from me, you'll avoid all the taxes. And in a lot of places, it's illegal to do that. I mean, people still do, but, you know, so. It was like $3.2 million in Illinois they raised. But you wonder how much they would have raised if the taxes were lower. You know, like where Colorado's is. But still, that's a lot of money. You know, and it's going to be interesting to see, like, a lot of gangs dealt in dope. What's going to happen now when that's one thing that they can't deal in? Or are they just going to try to deal in it and make it cheaper? Okay, we're going to make it, we're going to get it to where, like in Colorado, you know, you can actually.
Christine, I love
Christine. But, you know, but it's one of those things, like we're in not Colorado, but Canada. People are selling it in the black market because they can, if they grow it legally, they can sell it, and there you go. So, I want to move on now to the disaster of yesterday and the way the team played, the tactics of it. It was tactically horrible, and if your team plays that bad, no manager should be smiling and happy. They should be okay. We screwed up. Own up. If you've got plan A and not plan B, because all he has is plan A. Kind of like if you ever seen the movie Facing the Giants. Trick plays? Got to keep them off their feet. We can't do them a lot because they catch on. We're toast. Well, we don't get points on the board. We're toast. He has a plan. And if it doesn't work, he doesn't know what to do. Okay, I don't know what else to do. And there are players that should have came on way sooner than they did. There's so much. I can't say I'm ollie out, but he's one of multiple problems. Because if you got Pochettino in there, we would move up a couple. We might get into fourth or third. And we're contending for fourth or third just because the Premier League right now is crap. I don't think most of the Premier League teams now could hang with the teams when Alex Ferguson was manager. Most Premier League, like when, I don't think Arsenal would have a leg to stand on if you took the Arsenal team now versus some of Arsene Wenger's old teams. I don't think they would have a chance in heck of getting you. I think you take like a Alex Ferguson Manchester United team when he had the class of 94. I don't think any Premier League team could manage that. Some of the old Chelsea teams with Jose Mourinho back in the day dominated. It's not, the Premier League is not as good. Because Manchester United is having the worst start they've had in like 12 years, 13 years. And yeah, they can get into fourth place. But like fourth place in this Premier League would be like 10th when Alex Ferguson was manager 15 years ago. It's different. I mean, but there's so many problems. Arsenal is being run like a business. They're flushing it down. They're trying to live off the legacy of, but when they got their new manager, he's turning them around. I believe Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is at the club because he's one of the greats of United. He scored the goal that won the Champions League. But besides that, what was his pedigree to give him the Manchester United job? If he was not a Manchester United legend, he wouldn't even have been considered for the job because he has no pedigree. He hasn't really done anything to back it up. You take Eric Van der Sar. He can come and be a director of football at Manchester United and dominate because he's done it at Ajax. He has killed it.
Because Mourinho, how many times did he...
Well, look at what he's doing now. Ajax went very, very far in the Champions League.
At first for at United when he first came.
But that's the problem. I want
United needs is better owners and consistency.
Yeah, they need a better owner, but I guess I'm one of these people. I don't care what club it is. At Chelsea, I want someone that's okay. I'll take an ex-player as a manager if they've done it. Okay, yeah, he took Newcastle United from being relocated in the first tier all the way and brought them back to the Premier League.
You do realize, just like you had to have your first job, they have to have their first time as manager.
Yeah. Normally, you start out at a smaller club, like Alex Ferguson did. Alex Ferguson didn't just come into Manchester United and dominate. He started at other clubs, smaller clubs, before.
You should know. You have a book.
I forget who it is.
Okay.
But like Ollie... If he wasn't a legend at the club, the couple places he's been at, he hasn't done really anything. He's tanked.
Okay, mister, I know. Who should be the manager?
I would, honestly, I wish we would have went after Zinedine Zidane.
Why don't you and Mark go be a manager? You guys know everything.
No, we don't. We're not saying that, but United has this idea that he's going to be... We got to take a legend of the club. We have to take someone that dominates. And I'm tired. I want to get someone as a manager that's done it.
You know why they do that? Because the owners feel like they can pay them less.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's the owner's fault. Like I said from the beginning.
Yeah.
It's the owner's. Doesn't matter. It's the manager.
But all he's going to social needs to man up and say, hey.
And he's the one that's getting beat up.
Ollie's the one that needs to man up and say, hey. Sorry, Alex Ferguson would have been, it was a disaster. He needs to do something and say like, we're looking towards the future and we're doing, no, you need to man up when you lose and it's horrible. When you have Arsenal fans.
When you lose and it's horrible, you should man up, yeah.
When you have Arsenal fans saying what we're saying, that like, what, like Ollie has a plan A and when it doesn't work, he doesn't have a plan B. Sort of like in facing the Giants, what if they did the trick plays and the other team figured out what they were doing and stopped them? They had no other plan. You know, he has one thing, and when it doesn't work, he doesn't, okay, well, what's plan? I don't know how. No, I wish they would get someone very, very experienced and that's done it, that's won Champions Leagues or whatever, to come, like a LeBlanc, come in and help him. He has the people under him are just ex-players that have just kind of been gone from the club to management. And they don't really know, and it's not their fault. They're just kind of thrown in. And if you're given that opportunity, I'm not going to turn it down. I don't care who you are. I'd do it in a heartbeat. If I was an ex-player and they said, hey, you want to be an assistant? I'd do it in a heartbeat. I'm not going to say, well, I want to have someone with me that's more experienced. I'm done. I got like 5 seconds.
Oh,
remember, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we meet to pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Thank you so much for tuning in. I love you all. God bless you. And until Tuesday, good night and goodbye.
Have a great 2020 start. That's it.